Blog Talk Radio.
I tell him how a cowie gets the name. There's a question that must be on everybody's lips. Come to think of it, how did the Hakawis get their name? Glad you ask. Many moons ago, tribe leave Massachusetts because pilgrims ruin neighborhood. Tribe travel west, over stream, over river, over mountain, over mountain, over river, over stream. Then come big day. Tribe fall over cliff. That's when a cow get name. Medicine man say to my ancestor, I think we lost. Where the heck are we? Where the heck are we?
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh. Ah! Oh.
My name, I'll say you man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
it's no
Giddy up.
Who works on the farm? If you listen to me, I'll tell you a yarn. Always asleep by 10 o'clock. At 6 on the dot, it's up with the cock. Up with the cock. Up with the cock. At 6 o'clock, it's up with the cock. To milk a herd of jerseys. At 7's her first dip. She warms her hands to please the cows. When she gives up, pull on the tit. Pull on the tit, pull on the tit. Up with the cock, up with the cock. At 6 o'clock, it's up with the cock. Smelly job is when she cleans the yard, scraping up the cow dung. Yes, life on the farm so hard. It's so hard, it's so hard. Pull on the tit, pull on the tit. Up with the cock, up with the cock. At 6 o'clock, it's up with the cock. She was in the field one sunny day, ploughing all alone. She caught her foot in the driving chain. It made her scream and moan. Scream and moan, scream and moan. It's so hard, it's so hard. Pull on the tit, pull on the tit. Up with the cock, up with the cock. At 6 o'clock, it's up with the cock. Stop! It's time to harvest corn, sunshine is just a trick. But when the weather's nasty, it has to come in quick. Come in quick, come in quick. Scream and moan, scream and moan. It's so hard, it's so hard. Pull on the tit, pull on the tit. Up with the cock, up with the cock. At 6 o'clock, it's up with the cock.
dirty, 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 dirty.
Might have been a little early in the show for that one, but now live from coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum theme. The expression, Cock a Snook. Not sure who performed it, but you know, don't want to be nosy. Well, welcome to Friday Night Possum, right here on Earth, Grenache Network, finest fake radio entertainment. Mondays, Possum. Oh, cool. Friday Possum. The rest of the week, you're on your own, son. All right. Well, without any further ado, doodly-doo.
You Possum Puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right.
That's our Hitler!
Indeed.
All right. Off to a thrilling start here in the old Possum Hour, man.
That was a nice little ditty.
The Doity Doity or the theme song?
The theme.
That's really,
a dirty, dirty.
Well, that was really weird, man. I just like, you know, did the old Google search for Cock a Snook.
It's fine.
The Cock a Snook theme song, man. What are you going to do? Can't argue with that.
What a great little saying. What a great little saying that is. I just watched a pilot episode of Police Woman. What a laughably bad show that was.
Oh, with Angie Dickinson?
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
I got the second episode going now, and your boy Wyndham is in it. He plays a guy that takes in 16-year-old girls to make porno.
Oh, man, that's tasty.
There you go.
Shit. Yeah, he pretty much played bad guys, man, for the most part.
Yeah.
He got older, especially. And then when he got real old, he was the kindly old gent. Yeah, we used to call that show a tit shot. Good old policewoman. So how was your week, man?
That was all right. Nothing big. Doing the usual.
All right.
Looking at the bars.
I had a good day today, man. I had a to-do list all week.
Uh-huh.
And I only did one thing on it. So
yeah.
yesterday I'm going, man, you know, I gotta get this to-do list going, man. I actually need to get this shit done. Worst thing on a list being going to the BMV.
Oh, geez.
You know, birthday coming up. Quit saying you know already. That's two of them. on your birthday, at least in Ohio, you have to renew your registration and shit.
Yep.
And if your license is expired, your license, but I'm cool on that. And because of COVID, they had it set up differently, and it really went smoothly. So that got me rolling,
okay.
Man. Got that out, knocked that out of the box. I'm like,
and that
shoot,
was the topic.
That was the big mamu, man. Got over to the post office, got to the BMV, and they had them separated by what you were getting done. So I was only in line with people that were just getting stickers, giving them money and getting stickers and getting the fuck out of there. So it went really quick. The bank was longer, I think. I was sitting in the line at the bank thing. Probably took longer.
Bastards. You didn't hold them up, did you? You didn't hold them up again, did you?
No, I gave that up, man.
Okay.
But I did wear a mask a couple times. Yeah. That was cool, man, getting all that crap done. Driving all over the place. Let me see.
Nice. Did you get it all done?
Yeah. I got my paper cut. Got my stickers. Mailed my package. What else did I have? Got my bank deposit in there. So, bought some beer on the way home.
There you go. You deserve it.
All by noon. Then I posted the show.
Beautiful.
Put the show together last night, so I'm kind of fuzzy on posting
the
stuff. But because today was so efficient, man, I was home by noon, and I was holding out on the blow up thing because a lot of times I don't have time, or else, feel the inspiration. I got home from the thing. What the fuck? Let's blow something the fuck up tonight, man. For real.
Yes.
So, no way back machine needed tonight, kids. Brand new.
A fresh blow up.
Yeah. It's a beauty. You may not be familiar with it, but it's one of these dance tunes.
Yeah.
I listened to it. Of course, I had to listen to it to blow it up. It's not as bad as I thought. It doesn't have one of those parts where it goes... It makes my blood pressure, peak out.
Uh-huh.
But it does suck, nonetheless.
Okay, all right.
And they kind of ask for it. The name of the song is Dynamite.
Oh, yeah. Support.
I mean, come on, man. It's like fish in a barrel. So, moving right along, here it is. Dynamite.
What are you stalling around for?
Oh. I came to dance, 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 dance.
Oh, Larry! No!
Done at noon. You got a new background.
I know, man. It's crazy town. I just, you know, some days I get inspired. And
there you go.
Here we go. The Dancing Tambourine. Wait. I have this one already. Well, hell yeah.
All right.
Oh, well. Still a good one. Why didn't I realize that until now? It wasn't that.
You picked up on it quick too.
Well, by the first chord, man. It's like I think I called it ice skating music or something.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Anyhow. You remember who Lester Maddox was?
Lester Maddox. No.
Maddox. Maddox.
Maddox.
M-A-D-D-O-X. He was this Southern politician type schmuck, segregationist back in the 60s, you know. He's segregationist. He didn't think people of different colors should live together in peace and harmony and whatnot. So, anyway, this isn't the first time. It's actually the second time it's happened. Last weekend, I drew a little black boy named Maddox.
Oh, okay.
And I thought,
your kids after this guy.
I'm like, what the fuck?
No one knows your immediate history.
I mean, it's like a Klansman naming his kid Martin Luther. You know, it's crazy town, man. What the hell was that? Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X. And it's probably just, it sound, you know, they're thinking, oh, that's neato sounding. They don't have any idea who the, you know, the history of the name.
Well, we all have Google now, people. So when you're naming your kid, you know, kind of run it by Google first.
That's not a bad idea. Google it first. See if there's any serial killers or segregationists, Hitlers. You know, you want to name your kid Adolf. Think twice, man. Might not be good. But look at the Harpo Marx, man.
Yep.
Change it.
That's wild. How many kids you say you had that name? Two, three?
Two. This is the second time I had a Maddox. Oh,
okay.
They're both little black guys, the black kids.
Huh.
Black dudes. Black children. African-American boys. Precise. So cock a snook, thumb in your
cock
nose.
Snook.
Cock a snook. It's not schnook, though. It's snook.
Snook.
It'd be funnier if it was schnook. Cock a schnook. Cock a snook.
Cock a snook.
That's like the Aussie girl we used to talk to. She'd say, throw a face.
Throw
a
face?
Yeah, like if you make a face, somebody's taking a picture. Throw a face.
How do you know this Aussie girl? Was she a honey?
That was, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
She was, well, GT knew her. That was Annika. I don't know if he ever talked to her. He might have. But, yeah, she was a sweetheart. She was a friend of the only reason why I knew her is because I, you know, I was friends with the Fleet Admiral.
Any connection.
You hang around with a hot chick and you meet more hot chicks. That's how
So I understand.
Yeah. That's how it works out. Oh, yeah. The roll call.
Oh, okay. Possums are here.
Yeah. Of the all-stars, man. How about this one?
Just digging this one. You got another one?
Here they are, the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice. Hello, sweet Alice.
Alice.
Thank you, Shades.
Coming. Love the video tonight.
Yes.
Beauty. My mom used to say that one, too. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Shit. Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
It's coming. And I believe, I don't know how much of the show Ford, I think Ford gave us that opener, if I'm not mistaken.
That Dirty Dirty one?
That Dirty song, I think that was
that
Ford.
That Dirty? That's got to be Ford.
If that was sitting around, and since the title of the show was Cock and Schnooks, it's a better opener than that. Well, perhaps I misjudged. But anyway, let's proceed. Thank you for coming forward. It wouldn't be a dirty, dirty, dirty opening.
Dirty, dirty.
Without Fort Prefect. Ha, ha, ha.
Fort Prefect.
And there's the aforementioned G.T. Trenton.
G.T.O.
It wouldn't be a filthy, dirty, dirty universe without Fort Prefect either.
I almost finished The Hitchhiker's Guide today. My boss showed up, so I couldn't finish it.
Ah,
I'll finish it tomorrow, Ford. Then I'll hit the other four books.
Oh, boy. I got to start reading
books
about Victor.
It's called a trilogy.
Yeah. I used to have a hardcover that collected them all, and my son stole it. He's like, can I have that? And I'm like, well, yeah. You know, your son asks you, he wants a book. You're like, hey, here, take it. And I'm like, I was going to read that, man.
Well, my buddy like a library. The four hard copies, but I got the rest right at the end of the universe in paperback. If that's all he could muster up. Wild stuff.
I'd give the kid the shirt off my back, cake. You know, you're trying to make up for the lousy parent that you were. Whatever you need, son.
They know
oh, yeah.
It.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Anyhow. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. Thanks for coming, Ford Prefect. G.T. Trenton is here, the strongest man on the internet.
Indeed.
Thank you for coming, my friend.
Out.
He's the card meister, man. He's the master of greeting cards extraordinaire. Well, that was the cool thing I mailed today. My birthday present.
Wait, you mailed it to yourself, did you?
Nah. Last May on my sister, my younger sister's birthday,
uh-huh.
Like pushing 62, you know,
uh-huh.
As well. But she sent me a T-shirt like the week of her birthday, and I'm like, shit, man, it's your birthday.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, well, I'll send you something on mine. So send her a...
I forgot you told us that. That's pretty cool. Mixing things up. I like it.
That was a trip to the post office. That was fun. And, you know, as you get older, it really is better to give than receive. They tell you that as a kid, and you're like, yeah, right. I know, man. Yeah. Sure. Right. Sure, granddad. Makes a lot of sense. But it is, you know, it is.
Yeah.
Lo and behold. And speaking of giving and not receiving, there's Ope, other pal, old pal Ope, other people's eyes, who won like 18 dead possum pulls in a row, and I never gave him his prize, ever. What a fucking
other
shitty host. What a cool guy to keep showing up, man, after I just chipped
uh-huh.
him, man.
That's right.
It's still sitting here. I could send it.
He could probably use some paperweights, too.
What do I got in there? Nothing, really. Stick and some old plastic bags. Anyhow. Thank you for coming, Ope.
Other people's eyes.
I know, and I was at the post office. He's got to pack stuff. You know, that's the thing. I had that bad boy. I didn't pack that this morning. No way. I mean,
no.
I had that packed for a week. Got inspired. And
sitting on that one.
Got it all ready. It's the trip to the post office. It's the pain in the ass. That's why I'd be a shitty eBay seller.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd be a drag to have to go to the post office. At least once a week you'd have to go to the post office. I thought they were closed, man. The place was empty. Walked right in, mailed the thing, boom, out. Beautiful.
Wear your mask? You got to wear your mask in the post office?
I did. I just wore it. I think, I'm not sure if we have a local verdict or not. I don't care. It's just, what the fuck. It pisses off the, you know, the maggots. So.
Yeah.
It pisses off the squares. There you go. That was funny, man. I woke up and I was watching George and Gracie. And Gracie asked George and Harry Von Zell if they'd take the neighbor to the Friars Club with them. And they're like, Harry's kind of a... There's two Harrys on the show, which is confusing. Yeah. You got Harry's... he's a square. They don't want to hang with him because he's a square, man.
He's that guy that talks like this. I dare say, George.
That's
I love that show, man. That's my favorite old show right now. And the second one, luckily, was one I'd seen before, so I watched the news and then got motivated. Did all my stuff.
All
right. I'm sick of the news. I'm sick of the news. Yeah, it gets me off my keister and what it doing.
Get you doing.
There he is, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, Professor R.J. Gumby.
You kind, sir.
Ipso facto, it's the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Tom.
Princess Papuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give it away. All of the neighbors, they say, oh Mia, oh Maya, you really should try her. A piece of the Princess Papuli's papaya. Princess Papuli's not truly unruly to give papaya each day. For all of the neighbors, they say, she may give the fruit, but she holds on to the root. And so she has the root and the fruit to boot. Late one Sunday afternoon, it was field day and her papayas grow. I reached the gate an hour too late. The customers were lined up in droves. Let the sea a warning, go early in the morning, or it's true you'll never rue the day. But Princess Papuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give it away. An hour too late, the customers were lined up in droves. Let the sea a warning, go early in the morning, or it's true you'll never rue the day. Cause Princess Papuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give it away without pay. She loves to give it away, I'll say. She loves to give it away, hey, hey. She loves to give it away.
Where's your Messiah now? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I was looking for, I lost, what's his head there?
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Dead fucking serious. I can't.
Okay. Woo!
What's that?
They're all getting away from you? Who does
yeah.
that, Cowboys?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to find out. Well, we'll moving right along. Oh, I got a zonk today. S-O-B.
Yeah?
I want to hit a background one we ain't played for, like, ever. All right. All right, this right here. That's a good one. Yeah, baby.
All right.
I had a song today, man. You know, I ran out of, you know, what do you call your big garbage bags? Those, you know, you got to have some of those on hand, those big black,
uh-huh.
dark green, whatever, garbage bags.
I've been out of those for a while. But these simple white kitchen bags, I don't like that. I'd rather put it in a big green bag or something.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I do line. I got two trash cans that I line with the white bags. And I usually just toss,
yeah.
we have big canisters we got to wheel to the curb now, so I just throw them in there and the guy takes them out, throws them in the truck.
Yeah.
But you still need those big green garbage bags around for certain things.
Yeah.
And I thought I bought a box of them. Because I just filled up my current bag of crushed cans. So I put that in the
yeah.
shed today. I went to get a new garbage bag. I pulled them out, and they were black, tall kitchen bags, like the white bags. They were the fucking same size
okay.
as the white
yeah,
bags.
Yeah.
Like, you, what
I
the
did
fuck
that
is
last
this?
Month. I did that last month. Yeah, I got the small one. Small
the
little
schmuck,
black bag.
Man.
Uh-huh.
They're like $5 on this box of bags, and it's like, I buy the
uh-huh.
cheap dollar thing. It gives you... Now I got kitchen bags till Tuesday, man.
I've done the same thing.
But I still don't have any big garbage bags.
You can fit like two of those white kitchen bags as you fill them up and put them both in the big green bag, then toss it in the canister. That's what I'd like to do.
Well, if you want to preserve your garbage,
yeah.
you don't want your garbage rotting too quick.
Yeah, exactly. There's a time for it.
But I huff it off pushing that damn canister. It's damn near 4 feet tall, though.
Uh-huh.
Out to the curb. Like a little kid couldn't push this thing. And
oh, shit.
I'll throw the two white bags in there, the small one from the office, the bigger one from the kitchen, if it's a week's worth. It's usually average. And the garbage truck comes up. And instead of taking the big canister and hooking it to the back of the truck and making it go whoosh, boom, 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 and dump the stuff in, he just opens up the canister and pulls the bags out and throws them
yeah.
in the back of the truck. But if I just put the bags on the curb, they wouldn't take them.
Uh-huh.
I got to push that fucking big thing down there for nothing. That's stupid.
Making you work.
I know. I'm an old man.
It ain't right.
God's sake. For the love of God, I'm going to turn 61.
I feel you.
Heavens to Betsy. All right.
I start burning
well, let's
the
see.
Trash.
that'd be the day. Actually, the shit I'd burn, I recycle.
How's that?
Cardboard and newspaper crap like that, I put in the recycle canister.
Okay.
So, usually if I throw it out, it's... Yeah, bitch. I got into it in the 80s, man, when I started the whole recycling thing. I've always been kind of an environmental type guy.
There you go.
A conservationist. Conservative. If you will. What did I have to eat? Oh, I had a hamburger. For din-din tonight. It was kind of good. A little tomato, a little onion, a little lettuce. It's stuff.
You haven't been out with number two, son, for this. This Wednesday?
He threw me a curve. I thought we were doing Wednesdays, and he wants to switch it back to Tuesdays, which is cool. But he came over Tuesday. I'm like, oh, I didn't.
No warning.
Yeah, he just shows up, and I'm like, oh, dude. Being the shut in that I am, I'm like, I didn't really plan on leaving the house today, if you know what I mean.
That's the way I am.
Had enough supplies, I don't have to go nowhere. So, I didn't want to get out. I was nasty, so I didn't want to get out of the car or nothing. So I said, okay, we'll drive up to Chick-fil-A, which is a running gag because, they hate the gay people there.
Oh, yeah, they hate the gays.
And, apathetic nation, even though he's a true libtard. He doesn't care when it comes to food, man. He's like, no, sorry. Chick-fil-A, too good. I had some Chick-fil-A.
That sounds like, hate, who cares?
It is really good.
That's what I heard. I've never had it.
It's fucking really good. no offense.
Even the gays like it.
I can't see how they wouldn't. Who the fuck wouldn't like this? It's really good. I had the strips. And,
What makes it so much better than other chicken places?
It's just tasty. I guess the breading they use. This is a tasty.
I should
try
this. There's one around here.
Waffle fries. I should have got waffle fries over. I fucked up. All I got were the strips. It wasn't enough, and then I ended up having an egg sandwich later.
What the fuck is a waffle fry?
They look like waffles or like crosshatch.
Okay.
Potato. Just cut them funny.
Flattened out? All right.
Yeah, like a disc. You look at potato.
That's good.
Cut from potato. Potato. The fry. Oh, you want to do a quickie? We're burning daylight,
always,
man.
Always.
Sitting around, I got nothing to talk about, and here we are chatting away. Go figure.
Always for a quickie.
All right. I got so many quickies, man. They're all disgusting. Most of them. Wow. Penises, foot fetishes, Satan. All right, how about this one, real quick.
Short and pale and kinda chunky, the girl from Three Mile Island goes walking, and when she passes, the Geiger counters go. Of conservation, she cooks and eats with radiation, and when she passes, the Geiger counters go. Oh, but she watches so sadly when all her friends run for cover. Let sandals badly, 'cause every time she walks through my door, her feet start to melt down my floor. Short and pale and kind of chunky, the girl from Three Mile Island goes walking, and when she passes, the Geiger counters go. They go. Mm-hmm.
that's a beauty there.
A little dated, but I like it.
Ha-ha!
I like it.
That's Big Mamu.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, man, look who I found, man.
What kind of shit is that?
It was right there. I was looking all over the place for that fucker, man. Jeez.
Come on, Quats!
It's crazy town. All right, well, we got to pull the string, man. Back to back, man.
Take a spin. You could be a winner.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Wacky stuff.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. You get that right, Jacques.
All right.
Man, I love my new furnace. Just kicked on.
Oh, nice and toasty.
Yeah, it's not real loud, man. The old one was really loud. So that was cool. And our first big frost
okay.
this week here in central Ohio. Did I time it right cutting the grass Monday? Booyah! Frost on Wednesday? Done. And I got to put my house plants away because my living room looks like a jungle. But
where is away? Where do you put house plants?
Well, I make space for the palm trees here in the office, and then I usually put the big philodendron in the guest room. It's got its own room.
Okay.
It's
nice.
It's so fucking big. It's on wheels. Right?
You wheel that puppy around.
I have to wheel it, man. No wheels.
And an American flyer? Wheeled around the a red wagon?
What else would this 3 minutes be called but?
Yeah.
Cock a snook.
Oh, you found another one.
Cock a snook.
Thank you.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot we used to call it five-finger salute. I forgot all about that.
A five-finger salute.
Yeah.
I should have put that one in the thingies there. Hashtag. I had thumbing of the proboscis, which I thought was, you know, common. All right. Bonehead. Oh, I saw this one right before the show. Speaking of headlines.
Yeah.
just bully for him, I guess. I mean, he's a scoundrel and a cad, and they should probably lock him up, I don't know, or something, do something with him. But an 81-year-old pharmacist was charged with trading deadly drugs to addicted customers for sex.
81?
81 years old, man.
Yeah, right. Hey, what does he care? Yeah.
He's got a full head of hair, man, this old cat.
Yeah.
He looks older than dirt. Otherwise, but he's charged with multiple counts of possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance, distribution of a controlled substance to a drug-dependent person, the dispensing of a controlled substance in a manner consistent with the rules of the medical profession, the criminal use of a communication facility and sexual extortion. That's the one that'll leave a mark there.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he was giving out these drugs to people who did not need them, people who were addicted to them, just so he could get what he wanted from them, which was sexual gratification, says the district attorney.
He don't care. He don't care about
the scumbag.
What the fuck does he care?
Fuck him, man. Lock him up. Fucking old thing. I don't know. Do something with him. What do you do with somebody like that? You know, he's like, you know, lock up an 81-year-old guy. That doesn't seem...
You kill him.
You kill him? The humane thing is put them out of their misery.
Hey.
Well, this is one...
Humane.
You want to talk about inhumane, speaking of which.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Which I would assume is in Oklahoma. Three people are suing the Oklahoma County Jail. They're suing these employees, two employees and a supervisor, I guess. They chained these guys up to the wall.
Oh, jeez.
And then played Baby Shark on a loop.
Is that like a very bad song?
Oh, you don't know the Baby Shark?
No.
I bet you Ope knows Baby Shark. How many hours? I don't know. A couple of hours they played Baby Shark on a loop. It goes, Baby Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, Baby Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, Baby Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, Baby Shark. And then it goes through the whole family. Daddy Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, Daddy Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo. I was actually going to... That's on my list of shit to blow up. I heard the whole thing... They played the whole thing through at a... I guess that was a wedding I was at. It's a children's song.
They chained
for hours. They chained
these
guys, handcuffed them to the wall, and made them listen to Baby Shark for several hours.
Insane.
Kids love it. Ope says, yeah, kids love it. It's, man, note to self, that's what we're blowing up Monday, man, Baby Shark. Make it so. That thing's a piece of shit. So I'm rooting for the jail guy, the inmates on that one. That's cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, kill him. Go ahead, kill him, man, before you do that to him. Come on.
He'll probably beg it for death.
All right, switching gears. New York Museum's Toy Hall of Fame announced their inductees.
Okay.
Amongst the, there was 12 finalists that included Battleship, great, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I have a Battleship, but by God, I should. Billiards, great. Great game.
Uh-huh.
Cabbage Patch Kids, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Mahjong, Masters of the Universe, the Pinata, and the Toy Fire Engine. None of them won, though.
No.
Okay. The three winners were American Girl Dolls.
Wow.
They were created by educator Pleasant Rowland in 1986. I have no idea what those are. Oh, might be familiar. But no idea. And then Risk. You remember Risk? Used to play that.
That's one of the
get into a big
I
family
like.
Fight. That is actually based on the French game Le Conquête du Monde. If I'm sure I hacked that up. It was first published in the United States in 1959. And the third winner for the Toy Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Sand.
Sand. Just
sand.
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 Okay. Oh, God. All right.
Okay, no, not Battleship. Not Battleship or Billiards. Sand.
All
right.
These poor bastards that invented these games and sand wins.
Sand. The fuck, man?
You gotta get
see you later, GT.
Board game up there.
Take any wooden nickels there, pal. But,
what was
your buddy's
board game?
Oh, Cargo.
Cargo. There you go. Cargo.
Yeah. Trouble is, it works best if he's there while you play it. To explain how to play it.
A lot of rules.
It's pretty fucking weird, man. God, well, anyway, that's sand, man. Come on,
sand wins.
Do better. How would like if you were a Cabbage Patch Kid? You know, you'd be crying yourself to sleep. What do you mean sand? Fucked up, man. All right. So to face. Remember the Facebook, they just changed their name to Meta, right?
Yeah.
What's Meta? What's the Meta you? Well, turns out there's an Arizona-based company that sells computers called Meta.
Okay. I wouldn't doubt. Sounds like a common name.
So, they've already kind of trademarked that.
Uh-huh.
So, I see. Their trademark hasn't been granted yet.
Oh, okay.
But,
I was about to say, couldn't he Google it just like the people
exactly. Here you are on the biggest social media shit, and your idiots won't even fucking Google the damn name before, you know. I said, here's an idea for a new name for Facebook. How about Maddox? That would work, don't you think? That would be good. Sheesh.
Got a nice ring to it.
Well, better luck next time. I don't know what they're going to do about that. I guess it remains to be settled. All right, what do we got? Oh, here we go. McDonald's has come out with the McVegan, a vegan version of the McPlant.
All right.
Wait a minute. No, it's not the vegan. It's the McPlant, which is a vegan.
That's what they're actually calling it, McPlant?
The McPlant, yeah.
Oh, geez.
That sounds
appetizing.
I know. Mm-mm. Can I have a McPlant with cheese? I don't know, man. That Burger King one tasted like peanuts.
Oh, yeah. That was horrible.
Why can't they get this shit right, man? It's not that hard. How hard is that to make a fake hamburger? They could have shit steak.
Yeah, Japanese are still making shit
steaks. Do the shit steaks, man. McShits.
You're after mass anyway.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell, man? Cut out the middle, man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Oh, here's a tip. Here's just a tip. I don't know why I copied this down. But, and I already realized this, because I tend to, sometimes I'll come up with a double chin when I'm in a picture, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know. What I'm saying?
That's right.
How to avoid a double chin in photos. Dentists reveal mewing technique.
A dentist. Okay. All right.
You push your tongue into the top, the roof of your mouth, you know, while you're smiling there. Okay. And okay. You're for some reason underneath the chin flab part goes glink.
Okay. Now, how many of you possibly are actually doing that right now? The tongue to the roof of your mouth.
You can't feel it.
I know, I can't feel it.
But if you look in the mirror, you'll see it, man. It's clear as a bell. Mm-hmm. Those ones with me and the Virginian, I was doing that the whole time. And my tongue braced against the roof of my mouth because I knew they were going to take pictures. So... there you have it, man.
Okay. Nice little tidbit.
Yeah. Kind of cool. You don't have to worry about that, skinny guy. That's that, you know, jeez.
Never a problem.
Yep. All
right. My neck has to be clean shaven before I can get a picture taken. Otherwise, it looks like it's all wrinkly. My neck looks like it's all wrinkly. It looks like an old.
Plus, we're
man.
All great and shit. If we have the 5 o'clock shadow, just makes us look like bums.
Yeah. Exactly.
Our age. Oh, bum! Uh-huh. Oh, look, he looks like a bum. Give him a dollar. go to the animal world here.
Okay.
Okay. Animal world. This is in Saskatchewan. To be more precise, Saskatoon. I love that, man. Saskatoon. Saskatchewan, Canada. This lady was dropping off her kid at school. Oh, at the daycare. And he looks in the window. He goes, "Hey, Mom, there's a moose in the classroom." Get out of here. Son of a gun. It was a moose. Somehow got into school, crashed through a window, and no one was injured. There were some kids in there when he came in, and they got him out. The moose was tranquilized by authorities and relocated to outside the city. And, oh, geez, the rest of the school day continued as normal. They didn't even get a day off for that? Shoot.
The moose mingled.
Off. I figured that'd be a moose day. You get the rest. Hey, go home. Moose in house. All right. It's got to happen a lot, though, in Canada, I guess. What's that?
Moose didn't have any guns or anything, did he?
That's America. In the United States, they shoot up the school. In Canada, they're overrun by moose. I'd rather take my chance with the moose, to be honest.
Uh-huh. Same here.
All right. This is weird, animal world. In Minnesota, This is really cool, though, speaking about the environment and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Your bald eagle is on the on the comeback, man. There's bald eagle. Today, or yesterday, they had to break up a fight between two bald eagles in the middle of a road.
Oh, Jesus, they had to break it up.
Yeah, they were kind of stuck together, and they couldn't get a. They were fighting, and they got stuck together, and they got the animal people there, and as the guy was approaching them, they kicked their way down the street, got themselves separated, and flew off. But very cool to have bald eagles around like that, more than one
in the street. But,
gee whiz, they're violent motherfuckers, aren't they?
They got to chill.
Yeah. I don't know where all that anger comes from. Yeah, Hope says there's quite a few bald eagles out where he is. He sees one about once a month? Wow.
Wow, okay.
Wow, I'm impressed. We don't have any bald eagles here. I've seen lots of falcons and hawks, but no bald eagles. And eagles, but no bald eagles. Wow. I've only seen one once in the wild. It's pretty amazing. And these crows were fucking with it. Sitting there. He was sitting there on his branch. He's by a lake. You know, he's waiting. He's looking for fish. He's fishing, basically. And these crows are just motherfucking. They're like, laughing at him. Mocking. Oh, they're assholes, man.
Just like that, like Disney cartoon.
They're jerks.
They are.
So
vultures around here. We got turkey vultures around where I'm at.
Turkey buzzards.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. We got those. I haven't seen a bald eagle around these parts. Anyhow, you should cool it on the violence, man.
Yeah. Calm down.
We protected your asses and shit.
Huh?
Made you the national thing. Just, you know. You should have some standards. Yeah. People are watching. All right. This is a guy. What?
No, it's about to have a little dignity. Go
yeah. Ahead. Yeah. Yeah. You got to comport yourself, especially if you're a national symbol.
Exactly.
Look, they're on currency, for crying out loud. Acting like fighting in the streets. Sheesh. All right.
It had to be over a game.
Sure. You know it. She was watching the whole thing from a branch, laughing.
Oh, exactly. With the crows.
She's sitting there with the crows. Yeah, the crows were laughing. They were all laughing at them. Look at that asshole. I don't know why they talk like this, though. The crows, they go, hey, look at that asshole. Hey, you fucking prick, you. All right. Now, here's a guy who had a bad day. Still in the animal world here.
Uh-huh.
The animal report. A man was fishing with two friends. This is in Brazil. And it's a swarm of bees attacked him. Swarm of bees. So he jumped into the lake. And, his friends followed him into the water. But while the two guys were able to swim back to shore, this guy drowned and was eaten by piranhas.
Oh!
Yeah.
Not a good day. Not a good day.
No. I'd have stuck with the bees, man.
Oh.
Not the bees! Not the piranhas!
Piranhas.
Yeah,
holy
it's
shit.
Like after the bees, then they give you the piranhas. That's about it, man. You're done.
I heard that a swarm of bees wait for you if you jump in the lake. They actually swarm.
Oh no, kidding! They wait for you to come up.
Yeah.
It's gotta come up. It's gotta come up sometime. The fucking prick. That's a bee talking.
There you go. That sounds like a bee.
All right.
What a day that guy had.
I know, man.
Holy shit.
Not the bees, not the piranhas. All right. One last Animal World story. Now, we've all heard the old, what is it? It's not an adage. It's not a riddle. It's kind of a stupid riddle. You ever hear the old guy says to you, you know, you say something, some guy says something, you know, you kind of go, really? And he goes, does a bear shit in the woods? Right?
There's a twist to this?
Well, in Colorado, a guy left his car unlocked. What was his...
oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what that was. A Jeep, maybe, something. I'll tell you. But anyway, the Aspen Police Department said, yeah, the bear climbed in through the unlocked doors and took a shit in the back seat. So...
bear shit in the back seat of his car. There you go.
What more? What more can you say, man? Bear shit in the back seat? You bet your ass.
Don't stop me. Don't
Now, back to our show.
Now, another song called Cock a Snook.
Oh!
On the streets, my name is Bob. Don't need no home, don't need no job. Just some music in the air, but... Don't you tell me what to do. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. And if you want to do that too, we do what we wanna do. I don't care who you are, what you say or what you are. Cock a snook at ya. Cock a snook at ya. Cock a snook at ya.
Yeah, that's a book roll double just because it's cooked cockish. They were saying schnook. They were saying cockish.
German accent sounded like, too.
Cockish schnook. I believe those might have been krauts. Oh, no offense. I meant German.
That's right. Our number one listener.
That was, yeah, those guys are, Eric Fleissnissen and Rules Rink. Yeah, they were like, definitely not, what do you call, your Americans, dear. Yeah.
Good day, good day.
Cock-a-snook. Who knew, man? Who knew there was a whole show in that? In that cock-a-snook thing.
No one thumbs your nose anymore. How did that just die out?
Well, the finger. The finger took over.
Exactly. The mindless finger.
Before that, you didn't do the finger.
Uh-huh.
You didn't do the finger. You know, I blame? I blame Nelson Rockefeller. Vice President Nelson Rockefeller.
Yeah? He used to flip the bird?
There was a front page of the paper one day. He's flipping a bird at these reporters. Big smile on his face. I cut it out and hung it on my wall as a kid, you know, 74, 75. Rockefeller. And then they did it on the cover of Mad, and it just escalated from there, man.
Okay.
Acceptance of the finger, which is a crude, rude, and could get you killed. Bring back the schnook, cock-a-schnook.
That's right. And it was more creative. You got the wavy fingers.
It is. There's more involved. A little bit of manual dexterity is needed for
Exactly. And you don't have to edit it out on television. Like you have to take out the middle finger for something.
It's family friendly. Family friendly. Come on. All right. Gee whiz. We got a polka. We got polka time coming up.
Okay.
I'm seeing if we have a nice word from our sponsor that we could do. Oh, okay. How about this one? Here's a word from our sponsor.
Matt, why did you decide to become a manicurist? All the usual reasons. Romance, adventure, money, thirst for power.
When I see your hands, I wish I were a nurse.
Dishwashing, man.
Want to try Palmolive dishwashing liquid? Softens your hands while you do the dishes.
Pretty green.
You're soaking in it.
The dishwashing liquid?
Palmolive.
Mild, then.
Oh, more than just mild.
Right, Madge. Palmolive suds last from the first glass to the last greasy casserole. And it softens hands while you do dishes.
Madge, that Palmolive liquid of yours, I'm simply in love with it.
What, does your husband know about this?
Madge knows.
You should do that to more stuff. Add psycho music.
Changes the whole perspective of
everything.
The thing. Yeah.
That's anywhere.
So Madge is a psycho killer.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense now. You're soaking in it. No! Hydrochloric acid. Bink, bink, bink. Applecheek said, I bet you don't know anyone else who is looking up radio stations that a bird might like. No. No,
nope,
I don't.
Nope, not at all.
No, sir. Well, that's why Applecheek says, why don't they name kids Madge these days? Because they probably Googled it and went, oh, geez. Name my dear little girl after a psycho killer nail lady. Manicurist. There you go. Nail lady. That was good.
I like
the. I know all the words. I know the best words. I know all the words.
That's Big Mamu.
Yeah, I know Big Mamu. I know them all. I'm a regular thesaurus. All right, man, let's polka. Baby boy, it's a goodie.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Доброго вечора! Вас вітає петельківецький гурт «Лос Колорадос» і хоче презентувати вам німецьку народну пісню «Ти мене спиталась».
Спитавши тебе, чи любиш ти мене?
Хочеш ти зі мною жити, долю разом розділити?
Ні!
Хочеш ти зі мною жити, долю разом розділити?
Ні!
Хто твій шайдеш? Троє зайнфюр алітар. Найн. Найн.
Бізду бізде, хто той шайдеш? Троє зайнфюр алітар.
Найн.
Yeah, baby.
Damn.
Absolutely. I did it again. Took a swig of the Molson Canadian, and I'm like, bar, 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 fa.
Molson Canadian.
Yeah. So that was, what do we call them? Los Colorados with Du Hast. A Rammstein cover. Yeah, hey, we're getting, like, very esoteric with our polkas and yodels and shit, man.
Damn Skippy.
This isn't your average crappy fake radio podcast.
Average, anyway.
Well, I mean, I'd say it's not average. Applecheek says she should drink booze instead of coffee for possum hour. I thought that was pretty much a given. Those of us who aren't on the wagon. And I've got a Molson Canadian. I just cracked one open. Well, thank you for tolerating tonight's debacle, ladies and germs. It's a beauty. Cock a schnook. Cock a schnook tomorrow.
Yeah. You can find a reason.
Next time somebody pisses you off and you're like, oh, I'd like to give them the finger. Uh-huh. So wait a minute. Cock a schnook.
Cock a schnook.
Molson Canadian.
What are...
Do you know what the death symbol is for father?
No.
It's like cock a schnook, but on your forehead. On your forehead. You don't wiggle your fingers.
Oh, you know what? I heard that before. A long time ago. That's ringing bells.
I might have told you the story. We used to have this game where somebody belched or farted.
Yeah.
You put your thumb up on your forehead. And if you, the last guy that got there ate the fart, and then Molson Canadian, and then we found out that it meant father, and our dad used to fart a lot, so it was kind of funny.
It all tied in.
Yeah, it all tied up together. Good yucks. Family fun.
There you go.
the schnook button, the schnook. Cock a schnook. All right, man. Thanks everybody for coming. Seriously, man. It's
thank you, possums.
It's rewarding in that.
Yes.
All right, man. Oh, got to warm up the transporter here. All right, man. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Hey.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I'm outing.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of
fuck
here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Missed it by that much.
R-E-R-R.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Did you get a message from Francie?
No.
I just got one now. It says, John Link's not going to make it through the weekend.
I think she might be mad at me because of the, I didn't do something. What didn't I do?
Probably because of all the Bobo stuff.
No. I was supposed to do... Oh, I didn't show up at the John Link Memorial Show.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Or, cheerleading show, whatever. He was a definitely one of the more interesting characters I've ever run across in my life.
You got that right.
I wish him nothing but well.
I just can't stand that X character. I just can't stand him.
I'm sitting there watching that guy on my Roku big screen TV over there. He got that guy from The Daily Show snowed. But he's like a real person and not a dipshit. Just trying to pull his leg. I wanted to send him a letter or something. Say, that guy used to fucking haunt my podcast and try to ruin my podcast. And you don't let him on your show anymore. He was on there twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice shit.
And the second time he got a long interview and shit. That was that one she was touting as such a breakthrough. And,
oh, Christ.
Guy looks like a moron. Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, huh?
But anyways, John Link, our thoughts and prayers, baby.
We love you, John.
No, you know you got them coming, man. And if you make it through, I'll get you a new VCR. He was a good guy, man. All right, well, I got a gig Sunday. Hooked one up at the last minute.
Nice.
That's cool.
I'm working Sunday.
We'll be back, what do you call, Monday day?
Sounds good.
All right, cool. As long as you agree.
There you go. As long as possums keep showing up. Crazy possums.
We'll mark the meeting adjourned.
Yep.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!